Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. Stokers and Beer can be heard most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That translates to 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the East Coast. Again, Stokers and Beer can be heard most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Stokers and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and talk about the sport he or she loves the most. We talk about talk a lot about the NFL because this is a football talk show, but we talk a lot about the NBA, which we'll be talking about today. Our topic is NBA Finals, Game 1 prediction. We talk a lot about Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, scores, college scores, men's and women's baseball, softball, college World Series going on right now. But we also talk about other sports, anything that comes across the monitor of a sport, like hot dog eating contest, pie eating contest, dog racing, camel racing, mud wrestling, boxing, UFC, NASCAR, whatever comes across the monitor of the sport, you can call into the show and talk about it or debate me about it, whatever the case may be. If you don't know what we're talking about, we'll kindly teach you about our sport. If we don't know about your sport, you can kindly teach us about your sport. With that being said, got a lot going on today. The NBA Finals is set to launch on tomorrow. Denver Nuggets against the Miami Heat. Jokic against Butler. So, you know, got a lot going on. Our topic for today, once again, is NBA Finals Game 1 predictions. The host of the Bay Pro Armchair Quarterbacks regarding the sport they love the most. Topics covered will be NBA Finals Game 1. Scores, breaking news from MLB, NHL, NCAA Men's and Women's World Series, and NFL. We don't have a whole lot going on in the NFL right now. A lot of Aaron Rodgers gearing up for the Jets, getting over this calf strain he had. Plus, they saw him at the Taylor Swift concert, so they showed him across the monitor, you know, partying as a Swiftie at the Taylor Swift concert tour. Don't really know why it's breaking news, but I guess being the fact that there's nothing really going on in the NFL, they're just reaching and grabbing. However, they'll be gearing up for summer camp here for the NFL here soon for the actual full camp. I think they're finishing up these rookie OTAs, doing the rookie OTA stuff, all that good stuff. So, but eventually around about July time frame, I believe, June, July time frame, they'll be going into summer camp. I believe it'll be July, sometime in July, going into the summer camp for the NFL. So right now, they're just trying to find anything to talk about because we're pretty much about to end basketball season because, like I said, tomorrow is finals game one. I predict that Jokic and the Denver Nuggets, him and Jamal Murray, are going to take care of business against Jimmy Butler and his supporting cast. Now, don't get me wrong. I like Jimmy Butler, and I also like the Miami Heat, too. I think it's going to be a tough series defensively for both teams. It's going to be a rugged physical series. A lot of the things that Jokic has been able to do against a lot of the other teams, I don't think he's going to be able to do it easily against the Miami Heat. I think defensively they're gonna come with their hard hat and lunch pail against the Nuggets. First couple games probably going to be an altitude situation because they do have to go to Denver and play. So it's going to probably be an altitude situation for the first two games, but I think they say after about the first 5 or 10 minutes, of the game. So basically the first quarter, it takes you about a quarter, I believe, to get used to that altitude and everything up that way. So, but they'll be all right. These are professional athletes, and I'm quite sure that they're knowing the Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra, they probably already flew the team out there to start getting in some reps at some of the local gyms so they could already be adjusting to that altitude. I mean, that's what I would do. Anytime you're dealing with a situation to where you are going into another type of climate or another type of altitude, I would always want to show up early to do something like that. Just like if you're going to be fighting in Vegas, boxing is my sport. So if you're going to be fighting in Vegas, my thing would be have your training camp in Vegas so you can get used to the heat and everything, especially if you was doing like back in the day at the outside venues. When you're fighting at the outside venues in Vegas, you want to get acclimatized to that heat and everything out there. So I'm assuming that the Miami Heat, speaking of heat, the Miami Heat, excuse me for coughing on air, got a little something in my throat there, but I'm assuming that the Miami Heat is going to show up early to the to Denver to get acclimatized to the environment, So I feel like if they go there about 2 days and start getting some work in about 2 days ahead of time, some physical activity
they'll be all right. I mean, so what I'm saying is I'm assuming that they're already there. Been there probably a couple of days. They probably took off right after they won in Boston, probably went straight to Denver and got a day of rest and then still started to work out. So that's what I'm going to assume is going on with them. But then again, I could be wrong. But we'll see. But they say that to get used to that altitude, it takes about the first 5-10 minutes of the game, and then your body starts to adjust to the altitude and the thin air out there. At the same time, they're playing inside, so I don't know how much the thin air would affect them because they're playing inside a facility, but it's still the altitude regardless. So we'll see what happens on tomorrow. I think it's going to be a rugged 4-2 for either team, a rugged 4-2 series for either team. But my mind is telling me the Denver Nuggets is going to be world champions. But my heart is telling me that Jimmy Butler and his supporting cast has a chance. But we'll see. You know, the proof is in the pudding. And the games that Denver has beaten Miami, from what I'm hearing across the monitor, is that it hasn't been like about a blowout. It's been like about 4 points. So, I mean, just the playoffs. So, you know, some people are hurt, some people are not. Some trades have happened and stuff like that. So it may be some additions added to each team since the trade deadline and stuff like that. So we'll just have to see. I mean, I think it's just going to be a rough physical game. I know that Jimmy Butler them is not going to give up no easy baskets. They're going to make Joker them work for everything they got, everything they'll get. So I'm assuming it's going to be a rough and tumble series. Before I go on with the show, I want to apologize about a post that I put out on Twitter. It was a pinned post that I put out last night, pinned post. But, I mean, it's my Twitter profile, but I want to apologize for putting it up, number one, because it made me sound bitter, and I don't want to sound bitter when I'm doing business. I don't want to sound bitter. But on my profile, I was just basically saying that vengeance is mine. Because I was just getting tired of a lot of these, and I stated low level, but I want to apologize for saying low level executives, coaches, and players. I want to apologize for saying it that way. Didn't really mean low level as if you don't count. I'm just saying low level up under the opportunities that I've had. I've had the opportunity to sit down in a meeting that I put on with a WNBA coach from the Connecticut Sun. One of the assistant coaches sat down with me and looked at my players that I had, looked at my players, evaluated my players that I had, and scouted them on film and let me know what he thought. He done that for the guys that I had, the clients that were men basketball players, and the female basketball players, which was his primary concern. But he scouted all my basketball clients, all my basketball clients. This is a WNBA coach, Coach Steve Smith, formerly with the Connecticut Sun. Shout out to Coach Smith. I don't know where he is now, but Coach Steve Smith, he sat down with me. And at the same meet and greet, I invited the general manager for the Utah Jazz. And he was also the general manager for their G League team. They couldn't make it. However, I continued to have a networking relationship with the general manager for the Utah Jazz, where I sent players to their G League tryouts, and he evaluated them. So when I say low level, it's not that I'm saying, I was saying in my tweet, I never look at someone as being low level in professional sports, where even though you're in a pro developmental league, I'm not saying that I'm disrespecting who you are. I'm just saying that it's lower than some of the stuff that I've done. I've been in the NFLPA front office on two different occasions through Zoom. I didn't get invited into the office because it was the year of COVID-19. During COVID-19, they weren't taking any meetings in the office, but virtually on Zoom, I did two meetings with NFL PA staff. I set that up through Troy Vincent, head of the NFL PA, president of the NFL PA. I believe that's his proper title. Troy Vincent set it up for me to talk with Roman Oben, Kevin Booth, in the NFL front office on the NFL PA side of the house. I've done that. The reason why I put the post out was because it's like you start talking to people that can open the door for an opportunity for you. I consider myself player personnel assistant, meaning I can be a player personnel assistant or director of player personnel, to be honest. Because I know how to find players and get them in to be evaluated, and maybe they'll be a good fit on someone's roster. That's what I do. I send players out, get them on pro developmental rosters, and try to help them move up. My highest level of moving up has been the USFL and the XFL, okay, and actually the CFL. I've had guys in CFL camps, USFL, and XFL camps, okay? So when I say low level, I'm not talking about I don't respect the league or anything like that, because I'm trying to work my way into a permanent position with a league or a team. But when you're being devalued all the time, when people don't understand your value, people don't value your talent, people don't value your service. People don't value your consultation. People don't value what you bring to the table. People don't value who you are. It's a hurting thing. And I sounded kind of bitter on the Twitter post that I put out. That's why I took it down. I had a pinned post up there that sounded really negative and like I was being bitter. But I took it down because I didn't want more people to think I was being bitter, and on top of it, that I was belittling the level of where they are. Because everybody in my position has to start from the bottom up. When you're trying to break into something, or you're starting something new, or you've been overlooked due to whatever situation, you got to start from scratch sometime. And that's how I broke into the sports business, starting from scratch. I transitioned from a 12-year music career as an independent A&R. And I took all that experience and switched over to be an independent sports agent, sports manager, however you want to look at it. Would you look at me as an agent? Because I am considered an agent for anybody besides the CFL or the NFL. The NFL and the CFL have player unions that I'm not willing to join. So I'm not an agent for them. But I am an athlete manager. I manage athletes. So I'm a sports career manager for the NFL and the CFL, because I'm not part of their union. Make no mistake about it. However, even though I'm not part of their union, I have sat down with their union reps. Again, I've been in two meetings with the NFLPA advocating on military athletes' behalf. Guys that went to the academies like West Point, Navy, Air Force, advocating on their behalf so they can get a workout when they come back from doing their tour duty, their four-year commitment after graduating the academy. They have a four-year commitment. But those athletes, I wanted them to get an opportunity to get at least two workouts by NFL teams when they were done with their duty. So I have dealt, even though I'm not part of the NFLPA as an agent, most agents that are part of the NFLPA haven't even sat down with anyone in the NFLPA office, but I have. So I was bitter last night when I posted up, you know, I said, vengeance is mine. And I said, tired of being snubbed by low-level coaches, players, executives. Tired of being snubbed by them. Tired of not getting respect from them. Tired of not seeing my value. tired of being snubbed. So then I said, a change is coming. Stand by, a change is coming. So that was me being bitter, and that was me being negative. I don't really like to come across like that on social media, so I took it off my post. And I want to apologize for putting it up in the first place, but that's just how I was feeling at the time. You guys really just don't understand how hard I have worked in this industry to try to help a player fulfill his dream. All I do is try to help players get to the highest level of professional sport, whatever sport they play, but I specialize in football mainly, but I also do basketball and baseball through a third party. My good friend Mike McGinnis helps me out with the baseball stuff because he was a former baseball agent, actual MLB agent, and plus he still works a lot and does a lot of scouting and stuff. So I haven't really been able to break into baseball the right way, but I go through a third party, which is my good friend Mike McGinnis. But going back to what I'm saying, I have done nothing but try to help athletes get to their highest level of success, because a lot of the athletes that I deal with have been small school athletes, NAIA guys, Division II NCAA, Division III NCAA, those type of players. I've also had some Division I athletes that played at Ball State, athletes that played at Army, you know, I've dealt with them too. I've had a couple other, you know, black college athletes I've dealt with. So, I mean, I've dealt with D1 athletes as well. But the point that I'm making to you is that all I do is try to help athletes reach their maximum potential. Your talent has to get you where you're trying to go. A young man reached out to me the other day. He's just like, you know, hey, man, can you get me on the team? And I told him, I said, I can try. But, you know, what's your situation? Why aren't you playing now? He's like, well, I ain't have an agent. That's why I ain't playing in the NFL now. That's why I ain't getting an NFL opportunity. I say, even if you had an agent, an agent can't agent you on nobody's roster. That's what these young men don't understand. And I'm talking to you young men if you're tuning into the show, or we'll tune into the show later. I'll do a timestamp on this. You know, this is not a rant. This is just me venting a little bit before I get off into my show topic. So if you tune in to listen to the show topic, I'll be getting back to that shortly. But I want to clear the air on a post again that I put up. And for those of you just tuning in, you're listening to the Stogan the Beer Radio Show. This is your host, Ramiro Ferrant, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogan the Beer Radio Show. Topic for today is NBA Finals Game 1 predictions. The host of the debate poll on chair quarterbacks regarding the sports they love the most. Topics covered will be NBA Finals Game 1. We'll get back into that in a minute. Scores and breaking news from Major League Baseball. We got the scores up for that. And we'll talk a little bit about the NHL NHL results. This is going to be Florida Panthers. They're moving on, and they'll be playing the Las Vegas Knights. The Las Vegas Knights put out the Golden Knights. They put out my Dallas Stars, so I ain't happy. You know, that's what it's going to be. I'll let you know the schedule on that in a minute. And we'll be talking about some world baseball, the baseball and softball World Series for NCAA men's and women. We'll be getting off into their scores shortly. But going back to what I was saying about my Twitter post, I apologize for putting the post up because it made me sound bitter and negative real quick. Made me sound bitter and negative, so I apologize for that. And if anybody took offense to me saying low-level execs, coaches, and players, I didn't mean low-level in the terms of you don't count. That's not what I meant. It's just if you heard me from the beginning of me talking about this, I've been in front of higher position people, higher leagues, WNBA, NBA. NFL. Those are the leagues I've dealt with. Right up under that, XFL, USFL. Those are the leagues that I've dealt with. Even AAF, when they were here, Alliance of American Football. When you talk about pro developmental, lower than that, Arena League, I've dealt with Arena One, Albany Empire, their championship year. Some multiple players out there for three-day workout, three-day trial waivers. Multiple guys before AFL 1 folded, but they'll be coming back in 2024, which I've reached out to them for an opportunity in their front office. Haven't heard back from them yet, but I've reached out to them because I would like to be a part of Arena 1 to help get my guys that's in the IFL, CIFL, NAL, to try to help those guys move up to at least the Arena 1 level. It's just, you know, you get tired of getting snubbed in this game. When you know who you are and you know what you bring to the table and no one has an opportunity for you, but yet a lot of people call me for players. Hey, man, you got an offensive lineman. Hey, man, you got a linebacker. You got defensive end. You got this, you got that. I go into my Rolodex and start making phone calls, trying to find guys. I recently finished up this past fall, going into the spring, my Manifest Destiny program, where I reached out to every NAIA program in the country for football. I reached out to every Division II program, every Division III program. Yes, I did. I reached out to every NCAA Division II program, NCAA Division III program, and also every NAIA program looking for football players. Half the coaches wouldn't even pick up the phone. Half the coaches, you couldn't even leave a message. Half the coaches didn't even respond to their emails. I reached out to all these football players just for this past season, all you guys that were seniors, they were eligible to go into the NFL draft. I put up there alphabetically each school saying, hey, if you went to this particular, if your school starts with the letter A or whatever, reach out to your AD, reach out to your coaches and ask them, did they respond to my email recommending you to play professional football at some level? Did the players do it? 9 times out of 10, they didn't. Why? I don't know. Maybe pride. Oh, well, you know, I know I'm going to the NFL. And half of you probably sitting at home right now, over half of you are sitting at home right now and still waiting on the phone to ring for the NFL. Hint, hint, it ain't going to ring. 9 times out of 10, I'm telling you, hint, hint, 9 times out of 10, that phone is not going to ring for you. You need a sports career manager like myself that can find you a professional opportunity at some level to play at, so you can start building your professional football resume and getting a professional football opportunity to have your professional football experience. It doesn't matter that it ain't the NFL. It doesn't matter. Just get something on your resume. Get some film down to justify that you belong in the NFL. I work really hard on athletes' behalf. I work really hard for coaches and front office professionals, front office executives, when they call me and ask me for players. I work hard to get them for you. I try to always be prepared to fill a roster spot for you. But when you're constantly getting snubbed in my position and no one shows you any value, you can call me and ask me for something, ask me for a player, or a player can call me and ask for an opportunity. I help the league, I help the team, I help the player. No one helps me. No one helps me. No one wants to pay for the service. Oh, man, I shouldn't have to pay you for an opportunity. Yes, the hell you do. If you just heard my resume, yes, the hell you do. Even when I was in the music business as an independent A&R, why did I charge then? I charged then because I've been in front of a mega hit group, R&B group like Tony. I might be dating myself, but I'm near 50 years old. So when I grew up, Tony, Raphael Sadiq and his brothers from the Bay Area, they were a big hit, like their song Feels Good, Anniversary, all the hits they had. My mentor in music, who also was signed to the Chicago Bears, on their practice squad at one time until he blew his knee out and went into music. My mentor was best friends with Rafael Sadiq. Studio, master studio in Los Angeles, platinum plaques all over the wall, where he took my artist that I was managing at that time and played them in his master studio. Huh? Played them in his master studio and gave me advice on them, on what we needed to do. In music, I've seen the top. In sports, I've been in front of the top. But yet no one wants to pay me for those experiences that I can give to you. I can go right back in the music business right now because it's the similar, same similar business and the same similar attitudes, artist to athlete. No one wants to pay. Everybody wants something for free. Hey, man, can you manage my career? Whether it be an athlete or an artist. Can you manage my career? Can you help me? Can you help me? How much can you pay for my time? How much can you pay for my experience? Even if it's reasonable amounts. Guys complain about my prices now. Same guys couldn't pay it when it was $100. I was giving this away for $100 at one time. People try to say, you know what? I got to value myself a little bit higher than $100. Then I just got up. I'm still at the $1,200 mark. Pay me $1,200. $600 now. $600 due in 35 days. $1,200. Okay? $600 now, $600 doing 35 days for me to manage your career. If any team I put you on currently, you can make that back in one season. You can make that back. It's not like I'm asking you to pay me something you can't make back in a season. And my success rate for getting people on teams, I'm about 80-85%. 80-85%. That's a fact. Ask somebody. Got a great reputation. And then before I get off this topic, just, you know, it also upset me that I saw a basketball coach, and he had an interesting post. And all I did was send him my business card, front and back of my business card, and he blocked me. Kind of way about that. Why in the hell would you block me? I got the information to help a player get a workout with a G League team. For the Utah Jazz. It ain't but one team. But the Utah Jazz is Utah G League team. I can get you a workout because I got the general manager's freaking information I can call and be like, hey, when y'all doing y'all next workout? I got a couple players to send over. I've had that networking relationship. I don't know if we still have it because I kind of slowed up on basketball because basketball is a very hard sport to get your players into. I've had players work out for the Utah G League team. But the thing about it is, when you go, you got to win the job. If they're gonna pick two guys, and my guy finishes in the top four, but they take two others instead of him and the other guy, that ain't my fault. He didn't secure the job. A lot of players don't understand that when you play certain positions, football, slot wide receiver, defensive back, basketball. I'm a guard. I'm a point guard, shooting guard, whatever. I'm a guard. These positions in both sports, you can find that anywhere. You can find that anywhere. You ain't special. In baseball, my understanding is if you play shortstop, that's the most athletic guy on the field. When you can play shortstop, there you go. That's money. That's what they're looking for in baseball. Where my shortstop at? Or if you're a pitcher and you got a cannon, pitching 95 and above, that's what they're looking for, my understanding of in baseball. If I'm incorrect, you can call in error code 515-602-9687 to correct me or debate me. But that's all I'm saying, people. I apologize for the negative post. You know, I don't have to apologize for it, but I choose to apologize for it because I don't want people feeling like, oh, well, he's trying to say we low level. No, I'm not trying to say I'm above you or better than you. I'm just saying I'm trying to work with you, but you're snubbing your nose at me, and I'm tired of dealing with that. And that goes for coaches, executives, and players. I'm tired of being snubbed. My service is worth what I charge. My experience is worth an opportunity. and I'm tired of being devalued. That's why I put that post up there, but I took it down, and my apologies. All right, again, for those who just tuning in, this is Ramiro Ferran on the Stokers of Beer Radio Show. And today's topic is the NBA Finals Game 1 predictions. I got the Nuggets taking this thing 4-2. Like I said, my mind says the Nuggets will take it 4-2. But my heart also gives Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat a chance. We'll just have to see. But on paper, I got the Nuggets winning this thing. They got a great bench and a great starting five. Jokic and Jamal Murray. So we'll see what happens. However, again, I said that based on what they're saying across the monitor, the games that they played previously played, the Nuggets didn't blow out the Heat either. It was like a matter of 4 points. So that's why I still, in my heart, still give Jimmy Butler them a fighting chance to win the whole thing. We'll see what happens. Anyway, time on deck is 8:36 a.m. And it is 59 degrees Fahrenheit, mostly cloudy here in San Diego, California. Supposed to be getting a little bit of rain, a little bit of drizzle out here in San Diego, but we'll stand by for that. But anyway, this is the Stokers and Beer Radio Show, and our topic is NBA Finals Game 1 predictions. The host will debate pro amateur quarterbacks regarding the sport they love the most. Topics covered will be NBA Finals Game 1 scores and breaking news from MLB, NHL, NCAA Men's and Women's World Series, and the NFL. We'll be getting back to some MLB scores when we come back on that, but we're going to take a quick station break so I can give me some water and some coffee to clear my throat. And stand by. Welcome back to the Stokes and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokes and Beer Radio Show. They're saying across the monitor, Michael Malone calls Jimmy Butler a big moment player. Should the Nuggets fans fear playoff Jimmy? You dang on right they should fear playoff Jimmy. That's Jimmy Buckets. He's a bucket, meaning he can get you a score. Heat's at the Nuggets. Nuggets minus 8.5 tomorrow, 8:30 Eastern, game one. Heat's at the Nuggets. They got Nuggets minus 8.5 tomorrow, 8:30 Eastern. That's game one of the NBA Finals. They're talking about playoff Jimmy across the monitor right now. Yeah, they did. The fans definitely should fear playoff Jimmy. You know, he's a rugged guy. I mean, he went to Boston and defeated the Celtics. Last game, game seven, he did what he had to do to help secure the win for his team. He took the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. Eastern Conference Final MVP. Yeah, they should fear playoff Jimmy. You got to account for that guy. You got to account for him. So I feel like, yeah, he's definitely a threat to make an impact in this game tomorrow. They got Nuggets winning minus 8.5 tomorrow in NBA Finals game one, 8:30 Eastern tomorrow. Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be a hell of a game. I'm looking at Jokic. You know, Jokic is pretty much unstoppable. I don't think that their focus is going to be on Jokic. It's going to be pretty much probably on Murray and the supporting cast. They're going to let Jokic get what he's going to get. They'll try to do what they can with him. But I think that they're not going to allow Jokic to get him into foul trouble. So every time you try to guard him, that he'll be putting Jokic on the line. I don't think that's going to be the goal. I think the goal is going to be to shut down Jamal Murray. It's almost like fire. You have to take one of the components out of fire, and then it doesn't burn. You're either going to take away the oxygen or take away the heat or take away the fuel, whatever that may be. When you're dealing with a fire, you have a fire triangle. It's like oxygen. You have to have something to burn, heat, however it goes. You can look it up. But what I'm trying to say is that you got a fire. If you take away the heat or take away the thing that's burning, the fuel, if you don't have a fire. So what I'm saying in basketball terms, for a five-man team, you got two people on that team, right? They have a big two. That's Jokic and Murray. If you take away one, usually the other one got to step up that much more. So I think that what they're going to do is take away Jamal Murray. And Jokic is going to have to win the game for him. They're not going to let Murray get off, in my opinion. They're not going to let Jamal Murray get off. So they're going to shut him down. Then the supporting players, KCP, Porter, all those guys, they're going to have to step up and do what they got to do. You know, that's kind of like the way I'm seeing it. But we're going to go off into a quick station break. Stand by. Yeah, sorry about that. We're going to take a quick time out there. For the Late Night Dog to take care of some business, but like I said, what we have to do is understand that we're going to have to take away the Nuggets are going to have to take away. I'm sorry, the Miami Heat going to have to take away one of the big two of Jamal Murray and Jokic. I think they're going to let Jokic do what he got to do. Jokic's going to do what he got to do, but at the same time. If they take away Jamal Murray, that task is going to be that much more hard. It's going to be a hard task for Denver to win if they can eliminate the scoring of the scoring efficiency of Jamal Murray. So, but if Murray and Jokic gets hot, it's going to be a tough task. If Murray and Jokic get hot, it's going to be a tough task for these guys. So, I don't know. We'll have to see how it all goes. But big shot. I want to go segue over to the NHL again. I'll get you their game schedule for the NHL finals. But my Dallas Stars got defeated, and so it'll be the Florida Panthers against the Las Vegas Golden Knights. And I do like the Golden Knights. I like all my friends, my new teams. You know, the Vegas Knights. They're still a fairly new team, but they'll be going to the finals again. I think they went back in 2018, 2019, somewhere up in there. 2018, 2019, I believe I remember seeing them in the finals. But this is, I think, their second trip. They're one of the fairly new teams, so I'm happy for them. Seattle Kraken, they did pretty good this year as well. They fell to the Dallas Stars. They fell to my Dallas Stars. But for them to be a first-year expansion team, they did pretty well. I believe it's their first year, if I'm correct. You can call in debate me or correct me if I'm wrong on that. But I believe it is their first year as well. Yeah, but exciting stuff in hockey over there. But I'll get you some final schedule for the NHL. Segueing into NCAA men's and women's College World Series for baseball and softball. We'll get you their scores here shortly as well. But I want to say a big shout out to my ladies, the San Diego Aztec ladies softball team. You know, I want to say, you know, a big shout out to the Lady Aztecs because they could have won one game. If they could have won that one game against Utah, they'd have been in the softball College World Series. So big shout out to the softball team for the San Diego Aztecs. I don't want to say lady softball team because men play baseball, ladies play softball. But I want to give a shout out to the softball team for the Aztec. Congratulations, ladies, for getting as far as you got. Wish you could have beat Utah to be in the World Series, but y'all had a hell of a season. I think that's the third best season in school history. And the thing about it is that the basketball team did great. The softball team did great. I got to see what our men's baseball team is doing. I don't know if we're still in it or not. That's why I got to get to my scores. But again, shout out to the softball team for the San Diego Aztecs here in San Diego. What else would I want to? NFL, we don't have a whole lot of stuff going on in the NFL. They're just doing a lot of predicting on what Aaron Rodgers is going to do. Is everybody excited about Aaron Rodgers playing for the Jets right now? So that's big right now. What is A-Rodge going to do? They caught him at the Taylor Swift concert partying like a rock star. They caught him out there partying. So, you know, they made a big deal out of that. The man couldn't get a little bit of peace to just relax with his family and everything. He just couldn't get no peace. So, you know, that's the thing about being a celebrity. Paparazzi and the fans and everybody got a camera on you. Speaking of football, my little brother was up in New York a couple of days ago. He was up in New York and he was telling me that he seen Geno Smith. He seen Geno Smith walking by. And you know, he didn't say nothing to him, but he did tell me he saw Geno Smith walking walking by and everybody was going crazy. And he said that he knew it was Geno Smith because he looked at the way he was dressed real nice, had a Rolex watch on. So he was in New York out in East Rutherford trying to catch a plane back from the Yankees game. And guess he went out there to go see the Yankees beat the San Diego Padres. And that's the second time my brother has been on a road trip up in and he saw one of my teams in San Diego get beat. He came to L.A. and saw the Clippers get beat by the New Orleans Pelicans, and then he also just came from New York at the New York Yankees and San Diego Padres game. So I don't know. I'm going to tell him to quit going to any games that have to do with a San Diego team, because he's like bad luck. I'm gonna have to have him, you know, not go to any of our games or anything. So, you know, but it is what it is. But before I get off into my schools and everything, I just want to get back off into some stuff for my free agent football players. If you're listening to the show or will tune into the show, for my free agents out there that just recently graduated college or rather played your last college game of eligibility, and you're trying to start your pro career, you didn't get drafted, you didn't get a camp invite yet, I have some opportunities for you. All you have to do is reach out to me on Twitter at Ferran Sports. It's at capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, capital S-P-O-R-T-S, at Ferran Sports on Twitter. Excuse me. If you reach out to me on Twitter, I can put you on my program and tailor you a path to success to try to get you on a team for next spring, because the season's almost over with now for spring football. That's why I wish you know some of you would have contacted me earlier, because I could have had you set up to be playing, get already having the film. A lot of guys like to wait around till the draft is over with and all that, but by then, some of these leagues are halfway done, and they really don't need you. You're kind of like waiting around for somebody to get hurt. But I tell guys, don't wait until winter time to hit me up, because around about January, the camp start for spring football. January, February time frame. Let's just say beginning of February and mid-March. Just depending on what league you're in. But the free agency starts around November, December time frame. Free agency starts for spring football. Contracts start going out. Coaches start trying to build their roster. That's why I try to tell guys, still get with me now so I can already be putting you on my list to get my film out once these guys' seasons are over. The sooner I can get your film to a coach and the coach puts it in his files on his computer, they can always go back and look when they start to rebuild their roster coming up next season. You got guys that have been playing in the league 3, 4, 5 years. They get older, and it's going to become a time where they're going to have to hang it up. So you want to be in line. You want to be in line to kind of like help, to kind of like give yourself an opportunity to, you know, further your career. So the sooner you guys get to me, the better. You can DM me at 619. I'm sorry, you can DM me on Twitter at Ferran Sports. Again, it's at capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, capital S-P-O-R-T-S, at Ferran Sports. And at the same time, you can send me a text message at 619-655-1581 and just let me know your situation, and then I'll give you the details. Currently, right now, my prices are $1,200 to work with me. It's $600 due today, and then $600 due in 35 days. It's 30 days with a 5-day grace period. Your total fee to work with me under my full management service would be $1,200. That's a reasonable amount of money, and you can also make that money back. So I try to put you in a position to make the money back, but my time is money. Like I was saying earlier, my time is money. If you're one of these athletes that's sitting back saying, trying to say, well, I just need an agent to help get me there. Again, no one can agent you onto a football roster. No one can agent you onto any sports roster. You have to have the talent. The talent has to speak. The resume is one thing, but the highlights is one thing. But when these guys work you out, the talent has to be there. It's just a fact. The talent has to be there to get you onto a roster. No one can agent you or manage you onto a roster. You know, like I was saying about earlier, a young man was saying, well, the only reason why I ain't in the NFL, I ain't make it, I ain't get drafted because I ain't had no agent. No, you didn't get drafted because you went to a small school. You took the wrong route. You went to a little small Division III school. And you're not the only one that I know that played at that school. You went to a small Division III school, and you didn't do it the right way. When you go to these small schools, NAIA Division III, in a lot of cases, too, Division II, unless you're like a player that came out of Ferris State, the Ferris State is a powerhouse in Division II football. They put players in the NFL. But the point that I'm talking about, if you're not a team like that at D2, D3, NAIA, if you're not a powerhouse, you're probably not going to get an opportunity. I hate to say that, but that's just the truth. That's why I done my Manifest Destiny program, to where I was trying to reach out to help players and everything like that get onto a roster. I was trying to help their cause. I reached out to every school in the NAIA program, every Division III, every Division II program. I hit everybody that made the playoff brackets again as well. If you made a playoff bracket, I hit you up because you're a playoff team. And, it got to be talent there if you made the playoff bracket for any of those leagues, NAIA, NCAA, D3, D2. If you were a playoff bracket, I hit your school up twice. So I don't know. I'm out here trying to help you guys, but you got to want the help. But the help ain't free. After you get out of college, there is no more free help. There is no one else trying to help you out. That's not going to be there. That option is not going to be there any longer. So I don't know what to tell you in that case. I don't know what to tell you in that case. But it is what it is. We do what we can. We do what we can. We're going to take a quick station break. I got to get my audio checked here real quick. Stand by. When you go back and you stream this episode, it won't have any gaps. If there's any silence in this, because I'm having an audio issue right now, and I'm trying to fix that. So just give me a second. I got to fix something here. If you're listening, stand by. I want to be on radio silence for just a brief moment. Just give me a break, and then I'm going to be right back. Just stand by. I can't get my music on. I'm trying to fix something here. Just stand by. I apologize for the pause. All right, welcome back to the Stolen Bit Radio Show. I'm your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. The Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. I want to apologize. People had a little bit of audio issue right there on the playback that pause and service won't be there. But unfortunately, due to some audio issues, I'm going to have to close out my show a little bit early today, and I do apologize for that, but we're going to have to close out the show just a little bit early today. But I think I got everything out to you that I wanted to relay. Again, if you're a street free agent in football and you would like some help getting onto a professional football roster to start your career at some level, I have many pro developmental football opportunities for you. Just give me a text at 619-655-1581. Text me and let me know that you're ready to execute. All you have to do is really just text me, I'm ready to execute, and that means that you are ready to pay my fee, which is, it's a $1,200 fee. You can pay it all at once for full services. For full management services, it's $1,200. You can put down $600 today, and then $600 will be due in 35 days. That's 5 days with 30 days with a 5-day grace period. $600 today, and then $600 due in 35 days. That's 30 days with a 5-day grace period for the second installment of $600. So the total price is $1,200. If you'd like to work with me and get your professional football career started at some level to try to move you up as close to the NFL as your talent will take you, I'm here for you. You can hit me up on at Ferran Sports on Twitter as well. That's at capital F-E-R-R-A-N-D, capital S-P-O-R-T-S, at Ferran Sports. And just DM me that you're ready to execute. Just say, I'm ready to execute the service. You can also text me again and say I'm ready to execute the service at 619-655-1581. Once you text me and say I'm ready to execute the service, I'm going to send you my PayPal link to pay it, or send you my Cash App to pay either the whole $1,200 or your first installment of $600. If I don't have your second installment of $600 in 30 days, in 35 days. That's 30 days with a five-day grace period. If your second installment is not paid, you're going to lose your first installment of $600. So definitely make sure that you get the second installment in so we can be totally locked into business. All right, with that being said, everybody, I apologize again. We're having some audio issues that I'm going to have to correct for tomorrow's show, but give me some time to fix that. I'm sorry I didn't get off into my baseball scores and everything like that, but you definitely can go to other media platforms and across your monitor and see the scores and the game schedules and everything for the NHL finals and the NBA finals. But definitely NBA finals game one, that'll be tomorrow, 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific, the Denver Nuggets and the Miami Heat. There's going to be Jokic and Murray taking on Jimmy Butler and his supporting staff. We don't know if Tyler Hero is going to be playing or not. I think they say it'll probably be like game three before he can get back because he has that broken hand, if I'm correct. But anyway, this has been the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. Stokers and Beer can be heard most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That translates to 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the East Coast. Stokers and Beer is the professional platform. Stokers and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and talk about the sport he or she loved the most. To call in to the Stokers and Beer radio show is 515-602-9687. Again, the call-in line is 515-602-9687 to call in to the show. Again, I apologize for having to get off the air a little bit sooner today, but I think I got everything out that I wanted to talk about. Again, I had to cover about a post that I put up last night. I wanted to apologize to everybody about that and let everybody understand the post that I put out. I think I've done a fairly good job explaining that and why I put the post up in the first place. I talked about pro-developmental football street free agency. If you need help getting on a professional football roster in the springtime, I can help start you from there to get you as close to the NFL as your talent will take you. And I also gave you the prices. We talked about the NBA finals and my predictions. I got in my head and on paper, I see the Denver Nuggets taking the whole thing 4-2. But in my heart, it could go in my heart because of how hard Jimmy Butler plays. And plus, they didn't get beat bad by the Nuggets any time previously that I heard. I think it was only by, 4 points or so that they lost to the Nuggets. So in my heart, I could say that Jimmy Butler them has a fighting chance that they could probably take it as well, 4-2. But, my educated guess would be the Nuggets 4-1, 4-2, or 4-0. It's a possibility. But that's my educated guess. The Denver Nuggets win the NBA Finals for the first time in their history. All right, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and set Black and Fade on. I want to encourage everybody, make sure you get your COVID-19 boosters. I think the flu season is still in effect. If you need to get your flu shots, go ahead and get your flu shot to keep yourself well. Still watch out for making contact with people. They still got that Mpox stuff going around, I think. They also got that RSV stuff going around. So make sure you keep your hand sanitizer on, put your mask on in crowded spaces like public transportation. If you're around people that's coughing and hacking, make sure you put your mask on. And people that's coughing and hacking, don't get offended when somebody put their mask on around you. People are just trying to stay alive. COVID-19 took a lot of people out, including my sister. And may she rest in peace. COVID-19 took my sister. So people don't get offended when people still wearing their mask or people put their mask on around you when you're coughing and stuff, even if you know you got your shots, even if you got your shot card on you, you can prove you got your shots. Don't get offended when people trying to protect themselves from dying because it's real. Like I said, I lost my sister to COVID-19 about 2 years ago. So it's real. Trust me, it's real. All right, with that being said, I want to encourage everybody to be love, not hate, be light, not darkness. Pray for peace around the world. Pray that this war in Ukraine stops. Pray that fighting all over the world, wherever that stops. Pray that all these mass murders, mass shootings stop. Pray that legislation puts out more gun control, especially when it comes down to mental health. Everybody does not deserve a gun. Everybody does not need a gun, especially if you can't control yourself mentally. You don't need a gun. But with that being said, we're going to go ahead and set Black Fade all, and we'll see you guys tomorrow on the Stokin' and Bill Radio Show. This has been Romero Friend, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokin' and Bill Radio Show. Have a great day.